Shabbat shalom, everybody. Last weekend, we entered the Hebrew month of Elul that we've been talking about tonight. It's actually an acronym for Ani Lidodi Vidodi Li. And you might know that phrase. It's often inscribed on people's wedding rings and on their ketubah. It means, I am my beloved and my beloved is mine. And Elul is this time of great intensity as we open up our hearts. It's a reminder to slow down and also to step up. We do soul accounting so that when Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur come, when we come here just a few weeks, that we have already started our spiritual preparation. It's our on-ramp to the high holidays. And I find the Jewish calendar to be both brilliant and humble. Brilliant because it recognizes that we need time to prepare, and it builds it in for us. And humble in that it realizes and gives us a break because it knows we can't turn on a dime. We are far too stubborn and set in our ways, apathetic and lazy to simply become enlightened or renewed all of a sudden. During the month of Elul, as we heard tonight, we blow shofar every morning and we blast this primal wilderness symbol to blast away the dust and the stagnancy of our pattern. The loud sound comes to wake us up and rouse us back into action. We also read this psalm that we have here. It's all about our enemies and asking God to protect us. And people recite this every morning to cultivate in each of us that sense of being protected by God and of asking for that protection, recognizing that there are both enemies external and also those within us. And another special element of Elul is Slichot, and on the 24th, later this month, we'll have a very special experience to start asking for slicha, asking for forgiveness, and telling people we're sorry as a community. So these are all ways that tradition supports us to turn and to return. And tonight, as we begin to reconnect with the Machzor, with this high holiday prayer book, I wanted to focus our conversation on the theme of Malchut. It means kingship and sovereignty. And actually, when we were just now in the Amidah, if you turn to page 57, you see on the left-hand side of the page, there are three big Hebrew letters, a melech, a lamed, and a final chet. These spell out that word, king, or kingship. And that's the theme, and we'll hear it in Avinu Malkeinu. So tonight, we're actually going to do this in a little bit of a unique way. I'm going to teach you a melody, which is on the back of this song. Then we're going to learn a bit, and then we're going to sing again. And it's all directed around this theme of Malchut. What is kingship? What is this idea of God as king, as sovereign? It's such an enormous concept. So tonight is the exercise of just exploring that for ourselves. So here's the melody. It's pretty simple. Adonai Melech. Try that. Adonai Melech. Adonai Malach. Adonai Malach. Adonai Imloch Leolam Va'ed. Adonai Imloch Leolam Va'ed. Now you know it. Now we'll just let it blast. Adonai Melech, Adonai Malach, Adonai Imloch Leolam Va'ed. Adonai. melech Adonai malach Adonai imloch leolam va'ed. So that melody is written by a dear colleague and friend, psychotherapist and now Rabbi Minna Bromberg. And it speaks of melech. It speaks of those three letters. And there's an actual use of them. Hebrew is almost like a Rubik's Cube. It takes these three letters and it becomes a different type of verb. So in the first line, it's God reigns in the present tense. And the second line, God reigned in the past. And in the last line, God will reign. And this is the reminder also of the way that we speak of God. God existed and God exists and God will exist. So it's a brain jump for us who might be literalists. When I asked our tots today, our little kids, does the Jewish king have a crown? They all nodded enthusiastically. And I said, actually, our king doesn't have a crown. But that's where a lot of people get stuck. We get stuck writing off God as a caricature with a king on a throne with the beard way, way far away from us in the sky. And I don't know about you, but I don't believe in that God. I don't believe in that king, crown, throne, bearded God. And I often find myself saying to staunch atheists and agnostics, who I love talking to because usually they've thought a lot about God more than other people have, many of them Jews, and I share with them, I bet the God that you don't believe in, I don't believe in either. So the idea tonight that we're working with, this idea of melech, I think of as a metaphor. A king, both in biblical times and today, is simply a pointer towards a being or an entity of power and grace, nobility and justice. And while we are not about to put in place a king for our Jewish community, to me, the metaphor still inspires and is actually critical, and I'll tell you how. Dr. Yohanan Mufs, a wonderful theologian, writes in his book, The Personhood of God, he writes that it's almost tragic to totally demythologize religious literature, draining off its poetic and educational power and depersonalizing it. After all, he writes, a model of divinity that does not partake of personhood can hardly be expected to cultivate personhood in us. In my understanding, we humans crave and need hope. We live for a sense of possibility, of malchut, of sovereignty, of kingship, of being inspired and prayed for and about. On a more rigorous level, I'd wanted to invite us to consider that kingship is an opportunity and that it's worth the reach. I feel that as we pray, and we're about to for these next high holiday days, we pray over and over, Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King. We're also praying to the part of us that's majestic. Majestic in our ability to be kind and just and truthful. So these are the qualities of God that we want to touch our lives, and I think they're the qualities in us that we want to touch other people. Our Father, our King, our Mother, our Queen, our Source, our Becoming. We need you. We need you to protect and care for us. We need you to protect and care for that part of ourselves that gets tired during the year and loses hope and faith and trust. There's a line on page 74 of our Machzor that if you want, you can just take a look at. It's actually the last line of the third paragraph. And it says, we grow smaller in self-exaltation, nobler when we reach for you. So throughout the month of Elul, I invite us all to use Psalm 27 in our prayer practice, maybe post this green page on your fridge or bathroom mirror, chant Adonai Melech. But perhaps let's cultivate this sense of nobility, the noble potential of godliness in the world and in us. So join me and we'll sing it one more time. Adonai Melech, Adonai Malach, Adonai Imloch Leolam Vaed. Adonai Melech, Adonai Malach, Adonai Imloch Leolam Vaed. We'll do it three more and just close your eyes. Really let yourself explore this melody.